today's contestants. An advanced analytics developer from Jacksonville, Florida, Victor C. Lee. A nurse from Colorado Springs, Colorado, Holly Palmer. And our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zaffranieri, whose six-day cash winnings total $137,300. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. I truly hope you folks have enjoyed revisiting some of our special tournaments throughout this past summer. But today, Jeopardy begins its 36th season on the air, and I'm happy to report I'm still here. Our champion, Jason, thank you. Our champion, Jason, has been waiting 6 weeks to play this game today. Let's see if he can keep it going against Holly and Victor. Good luck, players. Here we go. And now the categories, if you will, starting off with Motor Trend Car of the Year. Next, Health Watch. Parts of Speeches. We'll focus on some famous speeches, and we will ask you to complete them for us. That's followed by From Page to Screen, Kitchen Origins, and finally, Greek and Latin Prefixes. Jason, go.
Speeches 1,000.
William Faulkner at the Nobel Banquet. I believe that man will not merely endure, he will prevail. Jason?
Speeches 800.
Martin Luther King, 1963. They will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of... Jason?
What is their character?
That's it. You're
Speeches
on the board.
600.
Lou Gehrig, 1939. Today... I consider myself, Jason...
What is the luckiest man on the face of the earth?
Yes.
Prefix is 1,000.
This near the end of the alphabet prefix, often paired with phobia, is from the Greek for alien. Jason?
What is Zeno?
That's it.
Prefix is 800.
Mal is from the Latin for bad. The Greeks used this prefix to indicate something bad, like when used before function. Holly.
What is dis?
D-Y-S. You're on the board now.
Kitchen Origins 200, please.
Reinhold Berger held a contest to name his insulated container based on the Dewar flask. This word, Greek for hot. One. Jason?
What is thermos?
Yes.
Origins 1000.
Peter Slumbum used a Pyrex glass carafe when he invented the Chemex brand of this. It's a coffee pot. Go again, Jason.
Kitchen 800.
This man based his airtight plastic tops on inverted paint can lids. Jason.
Who is Tupper?
Yes, Earl Tupper.
Page the screen 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double.
2,700.
All righty, here is the clue. Emma Stone played aspiring writer Skeeter Phelan in this 60s set film based on the novel of the same name.
What is On the Road?
No, what is The Help? The Help. Popular film. Go again.
Page to screen, 800.
This film with Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci was based on the book Wise Guy, Life in a Mafia Family. Jason.
What is Goodfellas?
Yes.
Page to screen, 600.
She stars as literary forger Lee Israel in Can You Ever Forgive Me? Based on the memoir of the same name. It was a delightful film starring Melissa McCarthy. Back to you, Jason.
Health Watch 1000.
Sudden fever and neck stiffness could signal this serious inflammation of the membranes that surround the brain and spinal cord. Jason?
What is meningitis?
You got it.
Health Watch 800.
In public showers, you're advised to wear shower shoes to prevent this condition, tinea pedis. Holly.
What is athlete's foot?
Yes.
Health Watch 600.
Abbreviated OT, it's designed to maintain and or improve a patient's living skills. Victor.
What is occupational therapy?
You are now on the board, sir.
Car for 1,000.
1958, this sporty pre-Mustang Ford. And that would be the popular Thunderbird. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Victor Lee is an analytics developer from Jacksonville, Florida. You work in football, however. Tell me what you do exactly.
That's right. So I'm on the analytics team with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and wherever they need data to help make a better decision, that's where we come in. Should I get more wins on the field? Make the fans happy.
All right. Holly Palmer is a nurse from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tell me about this event when you were a child and you were asked to draw a picture of something. What exactly?
Yes, I was asked to draw a picture that described who I was as a person. I was about 8 years old, and when I saw everyone else show their pictures, some kids had soccer games and some had them in ballet lessons, I chose a bowl of tomato soup.
Huh?
It was the first meal I learned to cook for myself, and I was, you know, pretty proud of it, so I realized I had missed the goal of the assignment, but I still think back on that time and think, yeah, I would still consider myself a bowl of tomato soup.
Okay, good for you. Jason Zuffranieri from Albuquerque, New Mexico, is a math teacher. He's our champion, who is wearing a tribute to his dad. Is it the tie?
It is the tie, yeah.
Tell me about it.
So back when I was in high school, we'd have to wear a tie to work every now and then, and I was never any good tying ties. I'm still not. So my father actually tied one for me and put it on his, and then gave it to me, and I could just loosen it and tighten it. And this is the not only the same tie, but in fact the same knot that he made for me all those years ago.
Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, let's get back into this. And Victor, you just got yourself on the plus side a moment ago, so you pick the next clue for us, please.
Let's do Kitchen for Six.
The Oster Company created recipes so that this appliance would be used in the kitchen as well as the bar. Holly.
What is a blender?
Yep.
Kitchen Origins 400.
This appliance was invented in the 1940s. The radar range was one of the first commercial ones. Jason.
What is a microwave?
Correct again.
Latin 600.
From the Latin for around, it can precede navigation and locution. Jason.
What is circum?
Circum, that's the word.
Prefix is 400.
Vincent van Gogh's brother knows this four-letter combining form is built like a Greek god. Holly.
What is Theo?
Yes.
Greek and Latin 200, please.
When it comes to Latin prefixes, three letters equal this one, meaning one. Jason.
What is uni?
Uni, U-N-I.
Health, 400.
Regular exercise can raise this good type of cholesterol. Holly.
What is HDL?
That's it.
HealthWatch 200.
Short periods in the sun provide this vitamin, also known as cholecalciferol. Jason.
What is D?
Yes.
Speech is 400.
Douglas MacArthur, 1951. I now close my military career and just... Jason.
What is Fade Away?
Yes, with less than a minute to
go. Screen 400.
A novel by Chuck Palahniuk was the basis for this film starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. Jason.
What is Fight Club?
Yeah.
Screen 200.
This Spielberg Holocaust film was based on a book by Thomas Keneally. Victor.
What is Schindler's List?
You got it.
Car for eight.
2001, this Chrysler tall sedan. Jason.
What is PT Cruiser?
Yeah.
600 car.
1984, this Chevy sports car, about 30 years overdue. Victor.
What is Camaro?
No. Holly or Jason? What is the Corvette? Jason.
Car 400.
2018, this maker's Giulia was the alpha dog. Victor.
What is Alfa Romeo?
Correct.
Car 2.
2004, this pioneering Toyota model. Victor.
What is Corolla?
No. Pioneering the Prius. And with that, we wrap up Jeopardy. Victor, you're at 400 in a distant third, but you have the advantage of going first in Double Jeopardy. We'll get to that round right after these messages. A lot of cash available in Double Jeopardy, so relatively easy for Victor to make up lost ground. Let's see if he likes these categories. Broadway musicals by character, the 1820s, world currency, last name flow togethers. I'll come back and explain that in a moment. That's followed by Jack London and the beanstalk. Notice bean in quotation marks. Now, last name flow together, so let me give you an example. Actor Christopher, singer Freddie. Christopher Plummer, singer Freddie Mercury. Okay? I hope that clears it up for you. Victor, off you go.
Let's do currency for 2,000.
Nicaragua's currency is the Cordoba, equal to 100 of these, from the Spanish for 100th part. Jason.
What is centavo?
That's it.
Broadway musical, 2,000.
Max von Meyerling, Norma Desmond. Jason.
What is Sunset Boulevard?
That's the musical.
Musical, 1,600.
Danny, Sandy, Rizzo. Holly.
What is Grease?
Good.
Broadway musicals, 1,200.
Laurie, Curly, Judd Fry. Jason.
What is Oklahoma?
Yes.
1820s, 2,000.
British surgeon Thomas Wakeley founded this incisive medical journal that's still published today. Jason.
What is Lancet?
Yes, you got it.
1600, 1820s.
Answer there. First of the daily doubles and a chance for you to do yourself a world of good. You have a big lead.
4,000.
All right, here is the clue. In 1828, explorer René Cailly became the first European to visit this city, now in central Mali, and to survive to tell the tale.
What is Timbuktu?
That's the city. And you are now at 16,700.
Beanstalk, 2,000.
In 2019, Northeastern beat Boston College to win this venerable hockey tourney. Victor?
What is the bean pot?
You got it.
Bean 16.
In Del Rio, Texas, you can find the grave of this notorious frontier judge. Jason.
Who is Roy Bean?
Yes.
Jack London, 2000.
The title of this novel refers to the brutality of ship's captain Wolf Larsen. Jason?
What is the sea wolf?
Yep.
Jack London, 1600.
In The Game, a man shows his fiancé the brutality of this sport in which he competes. And that would be boxing. Jason, go again.
Last name, 2000.
Jesse, who created a Rainbow Coalition, and Barry, who directed Adam's Family Values. Victor.
What is Jackson?
We need two names. Oh, that's too bad. Jason.
What is Jack Sonnenfeld?
Yes.
Last name, 1600.
Edwin, husband of Caroline Kennedy, and Ingrid, wife of Roberto Rossellini. But it's Schlossberg and Bergman. Back to you, Jason.
Currency, 1600.
In 2018, this country introduced the sovereign Bolivar, dropping 5 zeros. So something that cost 5 million old Bolivars is now just 50. Jason.
What is Venezuela?
Good.
Currency, 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. All righty.
2,500.
Okay, here is the clue. In 2018, its President Erdogan urged his people to take euros and dollars from under their pillows and convert them to the native lira.
What is Turkey?
Turkey, correct. Modest wager brings you up to 26,400.
Bean, 1,200.
The Pope's is white and is called a zucchetto. That's the Pope's beanie. Back to you, Jason.
Jack London, 1,200.
In London's early novel, A Daughter of the Snows, a young woman seeks adventure in the Klondike region of this territory. Jason.
What is the Yukon?
That's it.
Last name, 1,200.
Journalist Ted, who brought us the news late at night, and politician Nancy, who makes news on many days. Jason.
What is Capellosi?
Yes.
1820s, 1,200.
Sacre bleu, French King Charles X's law named for this sinful crime, like stealing communion wafers, could impose the death penalty. Jason.
What is blasphemy?
No. Victor.
What is jealousy?
No. Holly.
What is sacrilege?
That's it.
Broadway musicals by character 800.
Velma Kelly and her lawyer Billy Flynn. Jason.
What is Chicago?
Yes.
1820s, 800.
In 1824, this symphony premiered at the theater Am Karnertor in Vienna. Listen. And that would be Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Back to you, Jason.
Currency 800.
ISK is the currency code for this country's krona. Jason.
What is Iceland?
That's it.
Last name, 800.
Lena, one of TV's girls, and Dashiell, who wrote about hard-boiled men. Holly.
What is Dunhamet?
Yes.
Last name's 400.
Leonard, a conductor and piano player on the town in 1944, and Henry, who made his first grand piano in 1856. Holly?
What is Bernstein Way?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Beanstalk 800.
Scientifically known as Glycine Max, this member of the pea family is native to Asia. That would be the soybean. Holly, go again.
Jack London 800.
The Star Rover of 1915 revolves around this concept of rebirth as a man on death row recounts his past lives. Victor.
What is reincarnation?
Yes.
Bean 4.
Three-word phrase meaning to divulge confidential information or secrets. Holly.
What is spill the beans?
Yes.
Broadway musicals 400.
Fräulein Schneider and the Master of Ceremonies. Holly.
What is cabaret?
Good.
1820s 400.
Better known to us as an inventor, Samuel F.B. Morse pursued art in the 1820s and painted portraits like of this lexicographer. Jason.
Who is Webster?
Yes, you got it.
Currency 400.
After the United States pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal with this country in 2018, its currency plunged. Victor.
What is Iran?
Good, you're on the plus side. Exactly the right moment. So you're going to be around for Final Jeopardy. Let's take a look at the subject matter today. Biblical archaeology. Think about it. Make a wager. Back in a moment.
Bullying task forces meant to make schools safer. Why one disbanded before ever meeting up. Calls to clean up Baltimore, but what's really being done when you dial 311? The in-depth breakdown tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Interesting subject for final, biblical archaeology. Players, here's your clue. A site excavated since 1899, Tel Esafi, has been identified as this Philistine city, home to a giant warrior. You have 30 seconds. Good luck to you. Start with Victor. You had $400. Are you going to add to that or lose something? You picked Baghdad, and that is incorrect. So it'll cost you $399. You're down to a dollar. Let's go to the lady in the middle, Holly Palmer. She's smiling because she wrote... What is Goliath Town? I want to move there, don't you? That's incorrect, and it'll cost you how much? $5,000. You're going to finish in second place with $2,800 today. Jason, over to you now, champ. You had $29,600. Very impressive, and you came up with Goliath. No, it's Goliath of Gath. Gath. All right, G-A-T-H. It'll cost you how much? Not much, $400, leaving you with $29,200. And now... a new total of $166,500. Way to go. You'll play again tomorrow. Join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by...
the best in so many ways. Which cage-free eggs taste more delicious with better nutrition, too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Imagine not worrying about having dry mouth. Act Dry Mouth to soothe and moisturize. Stop imagining. Start acting.
When it comes to food for your best friend, there's good, there's better, and then there's Blue Buffalo. If you love them like family, feed them like family with Blue.